And we've got another big event coming up tomorrow. It is the Bicentennial Torch Celebration. And to talk torches with us is our good friend Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. Get lit. Let's go. Light a torch.
Let's do this thing. Light it up.
It
I
is.
Like it.
Now, this is not starting here. This has been lit somewhere else. This was in Athens, Greece. They do it over the flame, then they bring it over just like they do for the Olympics, right? That's how this works?
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Margaret.
I always threw Julie right into the fire. She doesn't get any time to
breathe. I was going to let you breathe
no,
for a second.
We don't have time. We've got a busy program.
You do. That's right. We don't have time for that business.
We do. So I saw it was in Lawrence County last week. I saw in the paper, and now it's in Monroe County. Tell us what we need to know for tomorrow. This is not weeks from this is tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow. That's right. It's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's been winding its way through the southern part of the state. Tomorrow, it'll start in Brown County and then makes its way over to Monroe County. About 3:45, they're going to have sort of a kickoff ceremony in Ellettsville over at the Bybee Stone Mill. So, and then it's going to wind its way through Ellettsville, then down Hart Strait Road, then Vernal Pike, and go past the new YMCA. Then it winds around to where the Cook headquarters are and Ivy Tech, and then down 3rd Street towards the Beeline, then downtown area, then onto campus, and then it's going to finish at the courthouse lawn where there'll be a big community celebration. It's going to be really fun.
Well, that's obviously open to the public.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah, all of it. In fact, they're encouraging people to, go find, if you know somebody that's carrying the torch or if it's running past your office or, your school or whatever, come out, get out in your front lawn and wave and be part of it and take pictures. It's fun. It's exciting. And then everyone should head downtown for the celebration. That's going to be really cool, too.
So, Julie, are you going to do Facebook Live while you have the torch?
There you go. For those of us
come
who can't.
Come on. I can't be there, so I want to see it.
I should. You know what? I will. I'm going to try it. I'll have to figure out, I need a harness or something to put my phone on and then something for the torch.
No, you don't. You need someone from your, you need an intern from your office to sit there and hold the camera.
That's it.
There you go.
You can't say it. I will. That's fine.
Listen, this is cool, though, because they have, there's so many different components to this whole relay. The torch itself has a camera in it, so I can take pictures and selfies and videos.
Torch selfie.
Awesome.
I know. It's so neat. And there's a team from Ball State that's it's like a bunch of students who are handling the media. So they can stream some of the photos and videos out, and they have a whole hashtag and website and all this stuff where you can catch some of this stuff. But I need to have some of my own, personal photographs and videos
for
on there.
Sure. For sure.
So now you're gonna be running with this torch through the streets of Bloomington. That's how this works, right? You're gonna run about 2 miles and hold it.
I know you're asking me earlier if I've been working out and prepping. So I have it pretty easy. I actually just get to ride in the back of a convertible like a pageant queen. So it's pretty sweet. And part of it is because the route, I'm on Vernal Pike, so it's maybe not super conducive for just, walking at a leisurely pace out there. So we're going to be in a convertible and just driving around. And then there are parts where people will be walking, of course, on the beach.
Now, is this a parade-type moving? It's just not you and a dude in a convertible, right?
Right. Yeah, me. It's me and my homies. No, it's a whole caravan. So think of it as almost like,
so it's like a parade.
Yeah, like a funeral procession, but much more fun and exciting and positive reasons.
But traffic will stop when you pass.
No, more like a presidential parade kind of thing.
Precisely, procession. Yes, there will be, there's a 5 cars in a row. So it's not huge. There's some state trooper cars that are in the lead in the back, and then there's some torch relay, some official Subaru cars who's a sponsor, I guess. So they're going to be, in there too. But yeah, you definitely should pay attention to the route if you're trying to drive or get somewhere. Things are going to be a little bit slower. But then when they get downtown, there'll be a lot of walking. So it'll definitely be a little more congested in that area on campus.
For those of us who want to come to the downtown part of this, what time is that going to start?
Yes. So that opens at 4. It's going to run from 4 to 7. So the relay will probably last closer to 5:30. But there'll be some activities and things happening starting at 4 downtown. And then there'll be a ceremony. They're going to light this big cauldron. This is the end of the torch for the day. So they light the cauldron. They'll have some
s'mores,
cupcakes, and all sorts of little treats and thingsy and things for purchase and activities, and it's going to be fun for the whole family.
It does sound like a pretty good deal. Now, this torch you're carrying, this isn't some kind of symbolic old artifact. This is a functioning, operational. Yeah. Make sure you have the top down torch.
Yeah, it's high tech. There was a student group from Purdue that created the torch, actually, and designed it. So it looks very similar to the torch that's on the flag. So it's really cool and symbolic in that way. But yes, it will have a flame. It has all sorts of like doohickeys and things, so that if you drop it accidentally or tip it the wrong way, the flame goes out, so you're not, you know, catching your hair on fire.
Or the car.
Good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it actually is really cool and really high tech. Like I said, it's got a camera in it and it's Wi-Fi and all this other stuff. So it's kind of amazing. And like they've been pulling in student groups from all different universities to sort of help with different components of the torch relay. So it's pretty fascinating.
Julie Warren's our guest this morning. She checks in from visitbloomington.com. And Margaret, there's 23 torchbearers.
I know.
And four of them are on this program.
I know, pretty amazing. That's impressive.
And
who
I
else
guess
can brag about that?
I was asking class, what did we do wrong? We didn't get on this list.
Well, someone's got to run the dials here.
That's it.
Well, that's true. You know, and it's funny, there was a nomination process of course there's a state committee that's overseeing all of this. And so local people had to nominate someone from their community to be a torchbearer, and then that went through a vetting process with a local committee, and so there are all these different...
See, Margaret, the vetting process...
That would have just blown us out of the water.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I shared it with some people, like my friend, you know, sharing it online, so people would nominate other people, and my sister nominated me, so it kind of worked out in that way. But
if nominated, I will not... Yeah. Run, if elected, I will not serve.
It's a pretty amazing list of people.
It is.
Yeah, I'm sort of amazed that I got included. I think I must have been like at the bottom of the list. I barely made the cut, but it's pretty.
You know
exciting.
What? They,
don't
you,
think so.
You know what they call the person with the worst GPA in medical school?
What?
Doctor.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I'm a torchbearer, no matter what.
That's right.
But it is. It's a remarkable list. It's a wide variety of representation. You've got, you know, some like David Pillar, you know, people from the local schools and people from IU and the.
It's a great cross section of what
we are. My friend Debbie Lemon's doing this.
That's
cool
right.
For her. So I'm really happy. Now Sylvia McNair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we've got some great people: Kirk White and Lynn Coyne and Sarah Laughlin. Oh my!
All walks of life.
Yeah, really, quite a thing there. So
we're gonna start in Brown County.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it starts over in Brown County, makes its way over to Ellisville. That again starts at about 3:45 at the Bybee Stone Mill, and they'll have some. They'll have a little celebration, a little opening sort
Good.
Of ceremony remarks there. And it winds its way through also. And all this stuff, the route is mapped out really clearly on the website that we have. And it's visitbloomington.com/bicentennial.
Okay, send me that link and I'll put that on our Facebook page so
Will
people
do.
can have a great excuse to get out of work early tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, head down and cheer on the torchbearers and go to the celebration. It's going to be fun.
And bring your suntan lotion, especially if you've got the top down. It's going to be a little toasty tomorrow.
I'm so glad. I was really worried that it was going to maybe rain or something.
Those Purdue boys, they'll make that torch won't.
Perfect.
That torch won't go out in the rain.
The torch can stand up to 30-mile-an-hour winds
Whoa.
And rain and all this stuff. So I was worried more about me, I guess, than the torch. But, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So it's perfect.
Tomorrow it will enter town. You think about what time?
About 3:45 is when they expect it to hit Ellisville.
Okay.
And then from there, it's kind of a guesstimate. We're thinking that everything will end at the courthouse by 5:30, maybe a little bit before that. But, you know, who knows? There might
get
be
there early.
Traffic. You know, I might have to stop, take a couple selfies and delay
That's
the
right.
thing a little bit. So, yeah.
And it's a fun route and a fun time and a great way on
well,
a
I'm
Tuesday
be
to have it.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at Visit Bloomington to find out if we have some great Facebook Live stuff going on.
That's right.
Our staff is involved, so I'll make sure that they're doing some pictures and videos.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, great stuff as always. And again, visitbloomington.com will have all the routes and everything else. HD did a good job today of showing us the maps and who's involved with it. So it's great the community is getting behind this. Thanks for your time. We'll see you Friday morning.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Have a wonderful day, Julie.
You too, Margaret.
Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. Four of the 23 torchbearers involved
Amazing.
With this program in some way.
Amazing.
It's a breeding ground for torchbearers.
There you go.
That's what
it is.